In the best of times, Mardi Gras is a challenge for hospitals in New Orleans, and this year poses a particular problem. Only a handful of hospitals are still fully functional, and even before a couple of 100,000 people descended on the city for Carnival, emergency rooms could barely handle the need. NPR's Elise Spiegel has this report on health care during the festival.
2 weeks ago, shortly before Tulane Hospital opened for the first time since Katrina, Chief Operating Officer Kim Ryan walked into the emergency room and found a group of ER nurses on their knees.
I watched ICU nurses with toothbrushes scrubbing the floor in the corners to make sure it was going to be clean for the 14th.
The staff, she says, was determined, quote, killed themselves, so Tulane would be open for Mardi Gras. Since Katrina shuttered 6 of 9 Orleans Parish hospitals, emergency rooms have been severely overloaded. Even with a reduced population, 8 to 20-hour waits are not unusual. And once Mayor Nagin announced Mardi Gras would run, hospitals in the region began scrambling to figure out how it might be possible to support an increase in their patient loads. The opening of Tulane was seen as part of the solution. But according to Stephen Mallerney, a doctor at the Tulane emergency room, it became clear almost immediately that it wouldn't be sufficient.
Initially, again, when we opened up, I was enthusiastic, and I was thinking, well, this is going to be fine. We're going to handle all this. In 2 or 3 days, once the hospital started filling up, and we started realizing we're not even in Mardi Gras yet, and we need some help.
And so an alternative plan was quickly formulated.
Our teams were activated on Friday last week, and they were already in transit on Saturday, and we were operational on Monday morning at 0700.
This is Helga Scarf-Bell, one of over 200 medical professionals who have been imported from around the country to help reduce this strain on New Orleans hospitals. Scarf-Bell is with the National Disaster Medical System, which is part of Homeland Security. Generally speaking, NDMS, as it's known, is only activated in the case of extreme disasters. And according to Susan Briggs, a doctor who's worked with NDMS for over 20 years, the fact that they've been deployed suggests a lot about just how devastated the hospital system here is.
I've never seen or even thought that I would see this in my own country. I led the U.S. team to Mamaran during the earthquake, and I went to Armenia and a lot of other places. I never thought I would be using teams for this in the U.S.
But here they are, 140 fresh beds spread over 2 downtown parking lots. There are 2 DMAT centers and 1 huge portable medical facility from North Carolina that can do even the most complicated operations. Helga Scarf-Bell gives a tour of one of the DMAT tents, which houses patients.
This side is for acute care, meaning your chest pain, your rule-out stroke, your trauma patient will go that way. This area right here is a pharmacy.
But as Scarf-Bell moves towards the acute trauma area, she's stopped by a nurse who cautions her away.
We're busy right now because we just got a few admissions, so it might not be a good time to go in there.
The teams have been busy. They've seen dozens of patients a day. And just as planned, their work has greatly reduced pressure on the emergency departments of New Orleans. For the first time in months, ER departments have been relatively calm. In fact, the plan was so successful that one ER member, a young doctor named Michael Catanacci, said he almost felt disappointed.
I very much thought that this was going to be like a more of a test of, you know, our skill and, you know, managing multiple patients at one time. And you know, I was actually looking forward to it, and I kind of signed up for it. You know, I thought it would be exciting and, you know, a lot of, you know, sick patients and a lot of stuff going on, and it ended up not being that way. But in a way, I'm pleased. It is better.
Elise Spiegel, NPR News, New Orleans.